Now, yesterday we heard that a woman in her 90s and her two sons were subjected to an aggravated assault at their business and home premises in Ballintubber in County Roscommon. And since then we've heard how 93-year-old Una Farrell and her sons John and Seamus were subjected to an hour-long ordeal in the early hours of Monday morning. Well, I'm joined on the line from County Roscommon by Una's son Richie Farrell. Richie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. How are your mother and your two brothers after all that?
Coping very well. They're fine. They're shaken, not stirred, as we say, you know. It's a very unfortunate, unsavoury, unpalatable thing to happen in a decent society, you know. But the family is coping very well. My mother is undaunted and refuses to be intimidated and is back at her yard of counter, as she calls it.
She sounds like a very resilient woman from what I read in the papers this morning.
She is. She's probably of that generation that get up, dust themselves off and go again, you know. While she, the violation of a public house as such fills her with a lot of sadness and such, you know. Mm-hmm. She has little time for the people who behave like that, you know. She called them filth and cowards and... They had no business doing what they are. But she doesn't bear any grudges. She just wants to get on and visit, have her customers come in and talk to her, you know.
And one of your brothers was injured in the attack of the assault. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. They rushed the premises at the back of the house at 12 o'clock at night, you know, when he was locking up. And they pushed and kicked and dragged him through the house. And they rounded up my brother, who was down visiting from Dublin, from his room. Brought them into my mother's room. My mother was in bed at the time, but the commotion woke her, as far as I know. I wasn't there, so it's and then they, one or two of them, proceeded to tie them up, and the language was foul. They were hyper, my brother said, and they were looking for the cash and the cigarettes and stuff that were on the premises and the business and stuff like that, and the other two were ransacking the house as well, you know.
Good grief. So they arrived armed with, was it ropes and twine to tie them?
Well, I think there was, my brother said there were screwdrivers and objects like that, and they tied them up. They pulled the nylons out of the drawers and tied them with those as such, you know. So they put them down on the ground as such, you know. It's very threatening, very intimidating, very violent, you know. It's physical attack, basically.
And what, they were shouting at them looking for what was of value in the property?
Yeah, telling them where the stuff was or threatening them where the alarms were, and, you know, we'll give it to you if you don't give us the money and stuff like that. And, it went on for an hour till they got what they wanted, and then they were gone.
Mm-hmm. And then during it all, your mother asked, could she use the bathroom? Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. She was in shock as such, and she said she needed to go as such, and she went to the bathroom and... she locked herself in the bathroom and
she refused to come out. Fair play,
she said she wasn't finished or told them to leave or something like that. But they wrenched the door open and took her out again, you know.
Oh, did they? They did. They managed to get in. And tell me, what did they get? Do you know what they managed to steal?
Well, they were there for, as my mother said, they got what they wanted. They came for the cash and the cigarettes, which would have in stock in the premises, you know, and some of cash and some of her jewellery, and that was it.
They must be well shaken up after that, Richie.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty traumatic thing to happen. Criminality and violence has always been around, you know, and there are, as you know, different levels of robberies and break-ins and stuff like that. There are, but aggravated burglary is a different thing entirely, and there are a lot of these gangs and robberies taking place around the country. You know, they have, the shop would be isolated as such. It would be at a crossroads, so, but you wouldn't be any further away, 10 minutes from kind of the main arteries going to Dublin or going to Westport or going to places like there. They're fairly mobile, fairly professional, very organised, know how far the Garda stations are, as such as it. Mm-hmm. As such, so.
And they must have been watching then when your brother was setting the alarm late at night. They must have been watching that and were ready to go at that point.
Well, you don't know whether there's local information or not. People only speculate on that sort of stuff. But like in a business, you would have people coming in to the shop anyway. So you wouldn't necessarily know everybody that comes. You could have people coming and looking at years in the joint. It's not the first time that that has happened in Ballintrouble. It had one down in the village a couple of months ago. There was another one only the night after on the way to from Roscommon to Athlone. So it's been going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yet your mother opened the shop 24 hours after the ordeal. So she's determined to stay going, I take it.
Oh, absolutely, and will continue to do so. There is no hand-wringing as such and saying that we are victims. You know, there is a certain amount of annoyance and a lot spoken in the media about the police being gone and the guard stations being closed and all the rest of it. But she says they'll never be caught. And if they are, they'll get free legal aid and they'll get whatever they want. But we go on. The shop will be opened and it won't affect her like that. No, she's a formidable individual.
Well,
you know?
She certainly sounds it. And Richie, was there much damage done? I'm sure the place was messed up because they were searching.
Rather than serious damage. You can imagine broken doors and stuff thrown out everywhere and rooted. Like it's just like two or four people running through a house. You know, it's just, it's unsafe.
And you're there today, are you? You're on the premises?
No, I'm out working. No.
Okay.
I don't live there. I live in Roscommon, but I'm living at that premises. No.
Well, look, we wish your mother, Una, well, and of course your brothers too, John and Seamus. Richie, thank you very much for talking to us this morning about that aggravated burglary that his family went through, experienced at their home and business premises in Ballintubber in County Roscommon early on Monday morning. That's Richie Farrell. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.